When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, welcome back to a blathering, just me this time, a blathering conversation is going to happen soon. Don't worry, I got some guests I'm lining up. It's been a lot of fun doing that, been a lot of fun hanging out with my buddy Robbie Smith on Our Biggest Win and launching Anytime with Ken and Alden. Thanks for those who watched that first episode. Subscribe to the YouTube channel to grow that, but you can still catch those episodes live every Friday, 11 a.m. on my YouTube channel and my Facebook page. We did it for fun, and a couple of people watched. It's just a chance to get the word out a little bit. Also, shout out to my channel member, Cruz. If you're watching on YouTube, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I almost prefer now for you to watch on YouTube. This has always been an audio podcast. It's still the spirit of it. That's why I intentionally have the lighting low on my set, and I don't look and stare into the camera. It's just, I don't vlog. You're just capturing a man on his microphone alone in his cave. But I'm having some issues with the podcast side. The podcast industry has changed a lot. I've talked about this before, so I won't go into the weeds and into the details of it. I've been on Anchor for a long time. I used to be on Podomatic. I had no problem with Podomatic. It was too expensive. This is back in the day when you know, you for a year be like, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for hosting. And I was getting just enough downloads to where I needed that, else my podcast would be shut down every month. And advertising was hard for the level I was at then. Anchor shows up offering to radicalize radically change. Radically change, but ratitude, dude. They did radically radicalize things in the podcast world. The hosting was free. There were some rights. Some people were concerned about the rights, and there were some shady things in the Anchor kind of contract, the fine print down below, but none of that really showed up. None of that really was a problem. But what ended up, Anchor. I'll tell you why I got distracted. This is the blathering, but I really got distracted. I just realized Anchor offered free hosting and ad money. You could get ads eventually. They brought that in pretty fast. And I was originally hired by Anchor. I was a hired employee, a contract employee by Anchor. Daily Thrones, I was paid for monthly. My contract stipulated I had to have 10 minutes of content every day. There was one time I got out of a movie theater at 11:57. And was like, damn it. And I had to like squeeze 3 minutes of content in before, and that was content. That was not art. That was content before midnight, or else I would lose a day's pay. That went away, but I was always happy with Anchor. Then Spotify bought them, and that's what happens in this world. And Spotify was fine. They didn't really touch them for 2 years. They didn't. And then now they've completely taken over. It's anchor.com out on my website to get to my podcast, but it's Spotify for podcasters. Makes sense for them, and they've just made it harder to survive. So I'm trying to leave Spotify. There's a network I'm trying to get over to right now, waiting for some information on that. But it won't change for you, so all this doesn't matter. You're just listening to a man blather. And that said, hi, how are you? I hope you're watching on camera. I at least get 2 cents. If you watch on YouTube, I might get half a cent, and I need that. This is episode, you thought I forgot. It's episode 76 of The Blathering. Episode 76 of The Blathering. I in the Patreon pre-roll. That's right. If you support me on Patreon at patreon.com/catnapsuck. I know Patreon's a little outdated. I get it. But if you want to support me over there, any tier, you get to watch this episode ad-free because there will be some ads that do pop up on Spotify or YouTube. You get to watch it ad-free, and you get some bonus content. I said it, bonus content with the Patreon pre-roll, which basically means I export two versions of the show, which increases my workload, but I do it because I love you. I do it because I care. This is episode 76. You thought I forgot. I didn't forget. And this, if you're watching on camera, this episode seems a little darker. And in the Patreon pre-roll, I was like, this is a little dark. Even for me, and I got my ISO open up, you know, to the highest level there. Even for me, this is a little bit of a too dark of a studio. And I realized it. The other day, shooting some 4Center stuff, moved my little neon light that's usually right here and moved it back a ways because there was a weird reflection popping up that always is on this Star Wars poster. And I didn't want that there anymore. So I moved it back, and that's why. Hot damn. I'm depressed. I'm really depressed. Like, I am bottom of the barrel depressed. But here's the thing. It's not the first time I've been depressed, and it's not the first time I've shown up on a podcast and said I'm depressed. But I don't need any kind messages. If you want to send them, you can send them. I don't need any kind messages, nice comments. I don't really need any of them. Because this is something I think we're all going through. It is the end of the year, and we are sliding on the surface of things and careening towards that brick wall at the end of the year. We're all trying just to get there. That's kind of where the vibe is. And everyone in my life, that's the vibe. A lot of tired, exhausted people. And it's not just one thing. It's not just the state of the world. It's not just the horrors in the news. It's not the economy, which, though technically better and technically better for some, definitely is not better for all. And we're still struggling. And jobs aren't paying more. And jobs, even though they do exist, they're harder to find at times, or they're not the ones you want. We're all feeling it. So this is definitely a situation where I'm in a wacky level of depression. I am in a bottom of the barrel. It can't get any worse. So let's just laugh like the Joker kind of depression. And it isn't over any one thing. I just know I'm there. And I think sometimes the victory is knowing you're there. You're knowing, you know, the rope, the end of the rope has been reached. And I don't have any great insight. Don't have any bumper sticker philosophies to get you or me through this. I'm just acknowledging that I'm there. It's a crazy level of depression. And I'll put a little insight into what's going on. I do need some work, right? And you know, who doesn't at times. So, I lost a job over the summer, a freelance writing gig that I had for a few months and it went away which was kind of a weird relief but also, you know, monetarily a hit, but it was okay. I was like, something's going to happen and I'm going to put my back into YouTube again and see where that can go. The more content I've done, including the This Day in History stuff, I've lost 15 subscribers. I've lost them. You're supposed to gain when you put your back into it. I've lost them. And I don't even think it's, there might actually not be real people. I was talking to my friend Dorina, who used to work at Google and YouTube. She's like, it's most likely just bots. It's most like, don't worry about it. Don't take it personal. You can't on that level. If it was 200 people because they hated your stance on something, you might have a theory that would hold water. But I think it's just weird YouTube stuff, which is fair enough. And I kind of needed to hear it. But that's been depressing. But I needed some work. And so a friend of mine, keep his name out of it, calls me or texts me the other day, which to me, a text is a call. Don't call me. He texts me and he goes, hey, I don't think you're going to be interested, but he needs some work too. Because I'm picking up some shifts at insert a company. And it's a company that's a well-known media company. And he was like, I'm picking up some shifts at this company's .. merch warehouse. You probably don't want to, but if you need some money and you need a little job to hold you over, it's a seasonal gig. Would you want to come work in the warehouse? It's hard work, but I put some ear pods in and listen to audiobooks all day and you move boxes around and pack things. It's a merch storage warehouse. And I thought about it for 2 seconds. It would require me to get up like 6 a.m., take about an hour drive to the warehouse in a faraway place that on the map is not far away, but for LA it would be far away. Work 8 hours, like 8 to 4:30, a 30-minute lunch break, 2 15-minute breaks probably. Lug a bunch of boxes, pack some merch for this very successful media company. Clock, the Fred Flintstone clock would go off, and I'd get in my car and it'd drive about 2 hours home. And I said to myself right before I text my friend, of course I'm interested. Of course I'm interested because this is where my life has gone. And I want to point out, a job is a job. There's no shame in jobs. In fact, tonight I went to Target, which is where this leads to. I went to Target tonight and there was a nice guy. His name was Tim. Shout out to Tim. He's not listening. Probably 10 plus years older than me, maybe 15 years older than me, in the Target red shirt. No wedding ring, but that's okay. I don't leave with my, you know, permanently engaged ring all the time. I get it. But I noticed that. And he was working, you know, an evening shift here at this Target, smaller Target in my town. And there's a self-checkout line. And it's so funny because there was just an article today. I'm going to talk about it, hopefully, I think on the next episode of Anytime with Ken and Alden, that a lot of stores, including Walmart and Costco, are starting to rethink the idea of self-checkouts. Because customers just don't like them. There's a lack of human touch and human interaction. Well, checkout clerks shouldn't be touching people, but you know what I mean. There's a lack of humanity to it. And also, it kind of requires the same amount of employees because everyone fucks it up. Everyone's typing the wrong information in, scanning bananas when they meant to scan peaches, and some people are just taking the food and walking out. There was one story of there's a lot of shrink attached to it. Which makes sense. I've not ever messed up to the point where I forgot to ring up my carton of milk or something. But I've done that where like, oh, did I not? And then you scan it twice and then you have to call someone over. Hey, I'm an idiot. I'm doing your job for free. And you might lose yours because I'm here doing this. Could you cancel that out? I have more thoughts on him. This guy, there's the self-checkout. Was open, but he goes, hey, raise his hand. He goes, hey, I can take you over here. I go, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to have an interaction. We have a social interaction. So we go over there and Tim's chatting with me and he, you know, he's doing the old, I don't want to say dad jokes. He's just doing the old broken guy jokes. I'm like, hey, how are you? Cause I'm very affable to these people who work these jobs to help us. Right. I've been there as a security guard. I watched people literally step over me with their souls. I literally had one woman, I walked up there, suit, tie, radio. She was at a mall directory. Hey, can I help you find anything today? Welcome to Rutherford Mall. Can I help you find anything today? She turns around and looks at me. Do I look like I need help? Now, maybe she thought I was hitting on her, or maybe I didn't get it. I'm going to give a woman every benefit of the doubt that some strange man comes up to her. That she has a right to do what she wants. But that's kind of generally, though, how people treat you in the security industry. So I walk up to Tim and I go, hey, how you doing, man? And he goes, great. I'm waiting for the autopsy reports. I said, oh, yeah? I'm waiting for that too. I'm waiting for death to take me. And he goes, oh, death already took me. I'm just waiting for them to tell me what killed me. And we're laughing. Dark gallows humor. And you could just, but he wasn't good. This is why I know my new best friend in the world, Tim, had taken this job because his life dictated he needed to. He didn't wake up and be like, you know what? I want a career at Target, which again, do it. Work your way up. Become a regional manager at Target. Better career choice than podcaster. But you could tell that wasn't Tim's path. You could tell Tim was like, fuck, I need some work. The reason I say this is he was really bad at it. He was ringing me up fine. But, you know, you just could tell someone who's been a clerk for a while, been working the cash registers, they're zipping you through. They're boop, 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 beep, beep, and they got the full, it's impressive. This is why I don't look down on the job. It's impressive. They're moving, if they've got one of those conveyor belts, they're controlling that. They're putting the little stopgap thing back for the next person behind you. They're counting. Sometimes, in fact, most of the time, they got a bag for you. So they're ringing and bagging and they can bag just boom, boom, boom. Stuff goes in. It's like a Tetris game and they're solid. This was not my friend, Tim. And he was chomping on some gum in a way that I was really impressed with. Just into it. And it got awkward for a second because he's like putting stuff into these bags. I didn't buy a ton of stuff. But he's like, eh, that didn't work. And he's like taking stuff out and he's putting one in there. And I did that kind of, I reached at one point and And he hands me the first bag, and it's all oblong. In fact, jumping ahead in the story, it fell in my house. I put up on a counter, and it just went, gunk, and a bag of potato chips fell out and almost got crushed. It was tragic. But he did that, and then he starts packing the second bag, and I'm like, I got the first bag, and I'm reaching for some things to put them in the first bag because it was like you could have landed a small plane in one of the sections of the bag, but it was also full. It was weird. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I know sometimes these bags, I'm trying not to make it too heavy. And I was like, dude, you're doing great, man. I ain't no problem. I just was helping you out here. He goes, all right, cool. You know, you get about six. I know you get about 6 feet for the car. And that's when the bag breaks. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And we're laughing like two strangers, trying to just survive this world. Anyways, all that to say, like, he's just working, man. I don't look down on these jobs. I don't look down on anyone who goes out and seeks employment. And I'm not going to look down on myself for getting to the point where, yeah, I need to seek out some employment. I need to take a warehouse job. I don't know if I have the back for it. I need to take a warehouse job. So that's where your Uncle Ken is right now. Most of my time and energy might be going to this job for a little bit. But here's the rub. I'm hoping. I'm going to check my email on air. I'm trying to. Let me check my email. I'm waiting for an email to come through that says I could get this job. The depression I'm feeling, and I'm fucking depressed, man. The depression I'm feeling isn't that I've fallen to the point where I need this job. And I don't have any disrespect for people who work these kind of jobs or any kind of job, like I said, but I say, and I stand by, I've fallen to this because this is where my life choices have led me, right? For better or worse, if I'd stayed in security, taken that promotion, who knows what would have happened, but I wouldn't probably be needing this job. But I've decided this is where my life is. This is what I'm doing. And like I said, this is why it's a weird depression. I don't need anyone to prop me up here. I just released a song with Brian Tiller and Sean Arnold. Please check out the Moonagers. Tell me. We got a full release coming a little bit after that. I just released a comedy album. I did receive some criticism within the industry, not like a rude YouTube comment or a Twitter comment. Someone within the industry, like in an executive level, wrote me a particularly harsh criticism of not the album, because they didn't know I put the album out, but I was trying to put the album out through this one company on a recommendation. And it didn't happen, and I didn't think it was going to happen. That's fine. But this guy didn't listen to me for months and then wrote back to say, sorry, got busy. We get a lot of submissions. This isn't right for us, which is acceptable and normal and almost expected. But then he paused and kind of went, oh, and by the way, blah, and he just... It was not kind about me as a comic. And not all of it, I don't even think, this is why it's a special kind of depression. I know a lot of what he said wasn't true. I know it was more about him and that he didn't listen or didn't actually hear anything on that album that made sense. I walked away okay. That day was pretty bad. That day was a day where I didn't get out of bed. But it's not that kind of depression. I'm very proud of all these things. I'm proud of what's coming. I can't wait for you all to hear the other songs we have cooked up with the Moonagers. I can't wait. I'm excited about Anytime with Ken and Alden. And this is my thing. This is where I'm reaching out. I don't need you all to reach out to me. I'm reaching out to you. This is the kind of depression I'm at. And do you experience that too? Where, yeah, you're down and out. It feels bleak. But you're just going to kind of ride with it. I'm worried, though, right now that I might not get this warehouse job. Then I don't know what I'm going to do. That might be the backbreaking depression. That might be the one that I need to work on surviving better. I'm waiting for that email. Because hitting the bottom of the barrel can sometimes be freeing. When my friend texts me that, and there's maybe other part-time jobs I could look at or anything, but my friend texted me that, I went, this is right. This is kind of what I deserve. and this is what I need to do. And there was a freedom in that. It was a little depressing, but there was a freedom. But now I haven't just hit the bottom of the barrel. I might be asked to leave the barrel. I might be told, you're not good enough for the barrel. Could you step aside? And that's where my depression leads me here tonight. And that's where my depression led me to that Target. Like any good Target trip or any grocery store trip, it started for one thing. We needed some new coffee creamer. And it ended up another thing. I bought a meal that's going to save my life. I am absolutely depressed. Goofy levels of depression right now. I spend most of my days unshowered in workout clothes, and I can't even work out right now because my back and my oblique is so fucked up. I'm having trouble sleeping because the pain is so bad. So I just sit around. I might as well just stay in sweatpants. And I shower later because what's the point? I'm not leaving. There's no reason to still leave the house unless you need coffee creamer. So then it's exciting. So I went for coffee creamer, but then I got a dinner. And this is where I'm telling you, I'm giving you permission. If you're down and out, because I know I'm not the only one, man. This is, by the way, I don't need any perspective. What's going on in Israel and Gaza is horrendous, tragic, horrible, a humanitarian crisis on many levels and fronts for many different people. What's going on in the Sudan, the civil war that's still raging on, that's just horrendous and horrible and tragic on many levels. There was a chartered school bus, a chartered bus with school kids from like a school band, a choir, marching band type of situation, and their chaperones, and they're going on a trip, and they got in a car accident, a big rig hit them or something. This is in Ohio, and the bus caught on fire, and at least 6 people are dead, probably more. That's tragic. I understand all that stuff. I don't need that perspective right now. I have that perspective. But we all get in that spot where we're so low, we're so broken, and we can't dig out of it. You have to hold on to something tiny and small. And that's what I felt when I walked out of Target, because I got a chicken pot pie. I haven't had one in a long time. And a friend of mine mentioned it the other day. And I just turned the corner, and there at Target was some pre-cooked chicken pot pie. I'm going to put it in the oven. 25 minutes, 375. I got some Hawaiian rolls and some of that plant-based avocado oil butter I loved so much. And I'm going to put that baby in that oven. Not literally. Don't clip that out. And I'm going to warm that sucker up. And I'm going to put that butter all over that bread. I'm going to put so much butter on that bread that Tim at Target, if he saw it, would be like, "You want a little bread to go with that butter?" And we'd both laugh. Like there was nothing else in the world that was more important than that joke. And I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take a big spoon, one of those oversized spoons that kind of doesn't fit in your mouth, but you like it there, giggity. And I'm going to crack the crust. I'm going to have that warm, gooey chicken pot pie goodness. And I'm going to laugh. And I'm going to smile. And I'm going to know that they haven't killed me yet. And then I'm still walking, and then everything else can be figured out. Everything else can be figured out. Tomorrow is always a brand new day, but this chicken pot pie is for tonight. I want you all to have the chicken pot pie of your dreams as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. Consider going to patreon.com/catnapstalk. Consider becoming a member of this YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. Please keep listening on the podcast side because I do need that 12 cents. And we're going to have a good time. Enjoy your dinner, friends. Bye.